of the program. Great to have you aboard today, this day, and every day. Maybe some of you wiping some of the sleep from the eye last night if you were out late after the rains kind of cleared out. And night one of Common Ground in downtown Lansing along the river. And it's always an exciting thing. This is, something that kind of started small in the wake of a previous festival that was held that kind of went belly up, and it's got bigger and bigger, and it's changed some direction over the years, too. But night one is in the books. Jenna Meyer is a spokesperson for Common Ground, joining us now this morning. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? How late were you? What was your going to bedtime last night after you guys put the fairgrounds, the festival grounds to bed?
I left here probably about 12:30 last night, and that was leaving early, so.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That really isn't bad at all. Night one of the festival, you guys have a huge number of acts this year, of course, again. And unfortunately, there was still bass and treble on display last night, but not from the one who sings the song. Meghan Trainor canceled what she had. We mentioned earlier she had some problems with her, in her throat, some hemorrhaging there with vocal cords, right? So she can't sing like that, right?
Correct. Yeah, she was not able to make it. We wish her well. But Joshua Davis, who was actually on The Voice,
right,
he's from the Lansing area as well, he was able to step in. And Mr. Wives last night, we moved them up to the headliner spot, and they actually put on a phenomenal show. It was so great. We loved them.
Yeah, and he's been, he certainly has had his share of performing lately as well. So everything, I guess, all's well that ends well. Do you kind of zig and zag when you have that? I mean, a normal concert at a place like a Breslin, they'd cancel, they'd give refunds or reschedule. But when it's part of a festival, I mean, you've got to press on, right?
Oh, yeah. Artists will change all the time, and so we're prepared for that. But it is a festival. There were 10 bands playing last night, so you just do what you can. We did offer refunds to those people that did not want to come out, and that process was all done online. But some people still came out, and we still had a great time out here.
What kind of attendance was it like? I mean, it had rained earlier. It had been, kind of wet out there, but then it dried out, and, it's looking good here for the rest of the week overall. What were the crowds like with week one, with a lot of different variety on the stages?
Yeah, we actually had about 3,000 people out there last night, which was pretty good considering. So, the weather did clear up. It turned into a beautiful night. Wasn't too warm. It wasn't too cold, and just some great music going on.
You, the Common Ground itself, Jenna, used to kind of, and it would get criticized for being too many of the throwback bands, or as I called it earlier, kind of the 60s, 70s band retirement tour resuscitated. And it was kind of a lack of new music. And now you guys have a ton of new music. How has that been received overall? I mean, does it have its ups and downs based on the crowds and the kind of demographics night to night?
I think it's really cool because we are seeing a different demographic come through our gates each night. Some people that probably have never been to Common Ground before, which is great not only for the festival, but for downtown Lansing as well. A lot of the bands that everybody says were really great back in the day are, like you said, no longer touring together, or not all of them are still alive. So unfortunately, trying to get all those bands just isn't an option. But we're bringing in some great talent across the board. I think you're seeing some larger nights here the last couple of years. Some great pop stars are coming in, some great country stars. So we've really brought in a new audience, as well as we still do cater to our older audiences sometimes as well. And, hey, if you're a fan of music, I say go listen to everybody, and I'm sure you'll find something you like.
And you cross your fingers. You can't do anything about the weather. You cross your fingers. Give us a thumbnail. It says Wednesday night. You got a bunch of concert bands out there tonight. Give us the highlights between now and the weekend.
Well, yeah, tonight we've got Jane's Addiction, In This Moment, Failure, to name a few. Tomorrow night we've got the band Purity, Parmalee, and Old Dominion. Friday we've got 3 Days Grace, POD, Finger 11. Saturday we've got Tech N9ne, Snoop Dogg, and Wale. And then Sunday we're going to close out the week with Empire of the Sun, The Flaming Lips, and a bunch of other really awesome bands. So we're excited for the rest of the week.
So Snoop Dogg coming in on Saturday night. I wonder if Snoop is going to go and hang it. He has a restaurant in town that he really likes. And he's got his picture up there. He's got autographed stuff. He kind of endorses it. I'm not going to give the name, but I'll just say it's on the south side. And they sell something that's known here in Lansing as crack chicken. Very popular with Snoop. I've seen it. I've personally seen this stuff. And he had them. He's had them cater before, fly stuff out. So I'm curious if he's going to do a little noshing tour around Lansing. As he's come through before. And been like you say, you got Wale, you got all the crowd here. So how do people get tickets?
People can buy tickets online at commongroundfest.com.
Okay.
They can go to our box office the day of show. Tickets are still available. Or we do have a call center that you can call, and you can find that phone number at commongroundfest.com.
Okay, so all the stuff is there. Basically, if you go online, it's kind of like one-stop shopping for Common Ground between now and the end of the week. And you will see some people who come out, and they make a week of it. They want to see as many different acts as possible, right?
Oh, yeah, we've still got quite a few thousand people that buy those festival passes and come out every night, so we've got a great following down here.
You've got food, you've got beverage, it's all located on site. You can hit the restaurants, but if you don't want to do that, you could also, you can basically fill up on site, true?
Yes, absolutely. We've got plenty of food vendors down here, so come on down, enjoy some dinner, grab some drinks. We've got, you know, domestic, imports, crafts, any flavors you like. So.
All that good stuff. Jenna Meyer, spokesperson for Common Ground. They are underway. They'll be back with the shows tonight. Jenna, thanks for coming on. We appreciate the update. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. More coming up here the rest of the week with Common Ground. No more coming up for the morning wake up until we're back tomorrow. Laura Ingram's in next after news at the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us today and every day. We will be back on the flip side 6 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning for indeed the morning wake up with Dave Ackerley. And it's right here, as always, on your home for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
For the past 10 years, the Michigan Soybean Checkoff has been promoting the yield contest here in Michigan. And to tell us more about this year's competition is president and owner of Spartan Agricultural Consulting, Ned Berkey.
We're excited to partner with the